You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and I am pleased to introduce you to Katie Walsh, who is the Director of Development and Communications with the National Runaway Safe Line, and they have an event coming up that we want to learn more about. But first, I want to find out more about you, Katie Walsh. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Patty, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, we try to make sure that as many stories as possible are shared with our audience because, you know, I bring my own experiences. And I'm so grateful that our friend James has brought you to our studio.
I know. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Come closer to your microphone.
Okay.
So there you go.
I can do that.
Tell me how you got involved with the National Safe Line.
Okay. So I've been at the National Runaway Safe Line for over 12 years. We've actually been around for more than 45 years. We are completely located here in Chicago in a Lakeview neighborhood, and we have been serving the country as the national communication system for runaway and homeless youth since 1974.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Well, tell us what the National Runaway Safe Line is.
So what we do is, you know, it used to be we were the hotline. We're the hotline for youth at risk. They can call and talk to a compassionate person. And now we are much more than just a hotline. We are crisis hotline and online services. It's for youth and their families across the country. Whenever they call in or chat in or post on our forum or email to us, they are connected with a person that has been trained with 40 hours of training in crisis intervention. So wherever they are in the country, we can help them connect to something safe, like whether they need shelter or they need a soup kitchen, or they need counseling. We're going to help them work through their problem and connect to services.
And if they need like protective sort of services, mm-hmm. they can also call you.
We are a mandated child abuse reporter. So, okay. Of course, we would help them and advocate. We do a lot of advocacy. So often, like a youth doesn't feel comfortable contacting the authorities about abuse in the home, and we will act as the advocate. We're always a youth advocate first. So we'll stay on the phone, help them work through the story, share it with whoever they want to talk to, whether it's the police or they want to talk to a family member to kind of work through their story.
Because the reason a teenager or a young person might leave their home, it can come from so many different sources, whether they feel like they can't trust their parents.
Absolutely.
Or what do you find with this population? Because if you've been there for 12 years, I'm guessing it's also changed as social media has a bigger impact.
Social media and the online services are blowing up for certain. But what we're seeing is anecdotally over four decades, is that the number one reason youth run away from home is family dynamics. So something changed in the home, whether it's parents getting divorced or a sibling moving out, mm-hmm. or a blended family. Something happened in the home and there's a reason for conflict. And that the first instinct for youth is like, I'm just going to run away from the problem. And so what we always try to remind people, and especially the media, is that these aren't bad kids.
Right.
They're kids running from bad situations. So what we try to do is connect them back to like the family or an alternative living situation where they can be safe and off the street.
Well, because I think that a lot of people, you know, imagine that a teenager is just overreacting or, you know, they're acting out of impulse. Well,
right.
Yes, they are, because if you remember being a teenager,
oh, yeah.
everything felt like the end of the world.
Well, and I think of growing up in the 80s when I was a teenager, and it was incredibly like personal and,
yes.
You know, overwhelming. And then I think of youth now, and they've got Facebook and they've got Twitter and Snapchat. And so it's not like they're just growing up personally. They are growing up publicly.
Yes, they are.
And people are bullying them on social media, and there's so many more intricate layers of crisis for these youth. So it's really important that we, National Runaway Safe Line is a wonderful avenue for youth to connect to someone who is going to care, who's not going to be that's going to be non-judgmental, non-directive, and help them work through the problem.
Do you also have resources for parents who know that their child or the young person in their home is at risk?
Yes.
Or someone who has left the home?
Absolutely. So we have a database of over 10,000 resources across the country. So whenever, if somebody's calling from Chicago or they're calling from Albuquerque, we can connect them to services in their local area. And then every call or live chat we get, we go through what we call our crisis intervention model, which is 5 steps to help people feel comfortable talking about what the story is, get to the crux of the problem, and help them figure out what the solution is. Not tell them what their solution is, but help them figure out what it is, whether it's a youth or a parent.
Right, because it has to come from within mm-hmm. that dynamic,
exactly.
Something that they can incorporate. There isn't a general, like, one solution fits all.
Right.
Can I ask you, why did Chicago become the center for this program?
Well, it's interesting. Okay, I'm going to tell you the legendary story now. It happened in 1971. The legend is that Hugh Hefner, private number was called by a youth on the street. He was randomly calling numbers, got Hugh Hefner's, the Playboy Mansion, talked to Hugh Hefner, and Mr. Hefner was so taken by what the young boy said about his life on the street, he asked his Playboy Foundation to come up with some type of support services, and the foundation founded what was called Metro Help back in 1971,
wow.
Which became the National Runaway Switchboard, which became National Runaway Safe Line now.
So 45 years because
right.
a young man called Hugh Hefner.
And I just love that story. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful the power of one person to make a difference in generations of young people's lives.
Yeah, that's remarkable. And what is the Spirit of Youth?
Okay, so our annual benefit is Spirit of Youth. It's coming up next Saturday, October 15th, and we're doing a totally different event this year. We had been doing, in my tenure there, we've done galas, sit-down galas, then we went to cocktail receptions, trying to meet what people's interests were in their fundraising, philanthropic senses. But this year, we're doing something totally different. We're having it at Navy Pier,
okay,
from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. I hope you come, Patty. We're gonna drive 9 food trucks onto the Expo Hall at Navy Pier, and we have carnival games and attractions like a big slide. We've got these inflatable racetrack, and we're going to do all of these different activities. We're going to just make it. We're trying to get back to the roots of, like, the event has always been called Spirit of Youth, but we really want to get to what is the Spirit of Youth,
right.
And, you know, kind of a fun, frolicky event, but we're trying to raise $250,000 for National Runaway Safe Line.
What day is your event at Navy Pier?
So it's next Saturday, October 15th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can buy tickets online at our website at 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. And we have a general admission ticket. We have different bundling packages, too. One ticket is $100, and that's going to get you beer, wine, all of the food trucks, all the attractions, everything to have a lot of fun for the evening. And if you are coming with a friend, it's $175 for two people. We're
okay.
doing 6 people for $500, and our big bundle is 15 people for $1,000.
So everyone, I think that this is a great way to celebrate with the people that you work with and also help an amazing organization. We're talking to Katie Walsh, who is the Director of Development and Communications with National Runaway Safe Line. And as she mentioned, you can go to 1-800-RUNAWAY.org to buy tickets for this event on October 15th.
Absolutely.
At Navy Pier. And also you can get more information about the National Runaway Safe Line.
Yes.
312-981-7200. Do you mind if I encourage people to call or text us if they have
sure.
any questions or
Please
concerns?
Do.
312-981-7200. Thank you so much for listening. Pretty late. More in a moment on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Katie Walsh. She is the Director of Development and Communications at the National Runaway Safe Line. And I was asking you off the air if there are resources for parents who might think that, are there warning signs if someone thinks that their child might be in, you know?
you know, we always say it's like a change of behavior. Mm-hmm. So if your kid is really outgoing and all of a sudden they get really quiet, if you find that they're kind of stockpiling money, it's like a change. If they usually are very great eater and they're not eating as much, it's like a change of behavior that something is going on underneath, you know, that they need to work through.
And every family has a different dynamic, as we were mentioning earlier. You know, there are moments because we can overreact. And sometimes, you know, we think that we're helping when we're actually stifling or pushing someone away.
Right.
So can parents, as I asked earlier, they can call you.
They can call us. And, you know, we're 24/7. We are always there. 1-800-RUNAWAY. And one of the things that helps, too, is that we will mediate a telephone conversation between a parent and a youth. We'll be the mediator. So it's, you know, if every time the two of the mom and the son get together, they can't connect, they can't communicate, right. They just end up fighting. We can be that mediation piece to help them get to the next level. So we are available for all of that.
And I would think sometimes the, you know, parents maybe get angry and the child might think that it's at them.
Yes.
I think parents get angry at themselves when they can't fix their child's problems.
I think that's very true. And, you know, I think it's a very scary time, not just to be a youth, but to be a parent now, because you know that your kid's out there and they're exposed online mm-hmm. and out in the world. And those are two very scary worlds.
And there's also like the standard of parenthood, you know, whether we're comparing ourselves to our neighbors or the people in our community or someone on television. I think one of the hardest things to do is to tell yourself you're doing a good job and have that translate into how you communicate with your children. And I think sometimes I do. I look in the mirror and go, okay, I'm doing a good job. I may not be the best parent. I may not even be the parent I wanted to be. But right now, I have to be the parent I need to be for my child.
Right.
And that's something. So if you think that your child is at risk, please reach out to the National Runaway Safe Line. Again, that's 1-800-RUNAWAY. And also the website, if people are afraid to call.
Right. So we have online services at 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. We have live chat. We have a crisis email. And we have a forum where people not only we post responses, but the public post responses. So people are sharing their stories and learning from each other.
This is a great organization. I'm so glad that you came in the studio tonight. And I know you have your event coming up on October 15th. And what do the fundraising aspects help fund?
Well, you know, we are the national communication system for runaway and homeless youth. So we receive a significant federal grant to do those services. But we've been on a flat contract since 2004. And what happens with fundraising is that helps us do the other things that we need to do, the cost of living and just the cost of running an operation that's 24 hours a day. We utilize a lot of volunteers, too, to keep our costs down. We have about 120 volunteers who each go through 40 hours of crisis intervention training, and they commit to working a two-hour shift weekly for a year. And that's part of what keeps our costs down. But fundraising, all the support, you know, it helps turn the lights on. It helps make sure that we, you know, train another volunteer that can take a crisis chat. So all of it goes to a good cause.
And this is going to be Saturday, October 15th. Mm-hmm. Everyone can go to 1-800-RUNAWAY.org for ticket information. And you said that tickets are $100. And the more people you bring, the prices go down per person. I like that. And if people aren't, maybe they're not available that day or this is out of their price range, how can they contribute to Runaway?
Well, I would say, you know, for the event too, we're going to have an online auction. They can participate that way, or a raffle, and that's all available on the website. But also, we're always looking for people that want to volunteer,
mm-hmm.
Whether they want to be a crisis intervention volunteer and actually be in our crisis service center and and chat with youth and parents and help them in their situation, or if they want to do administrative work, we're always looking for volunteers.
And this is an interesting way to make a connection. You know, we're you know, right now in this environment culturally in the United States, I think people are frustrated or angry or confused about what's going on. What an interesting way to make a connection to learn about what, you know, our youth are going through, what parents are going through, what's going on in our communities. Because I've said this before, you know, we're angry. Well, what can we do to make a difference? And this is an avenue for people. What would you say is the sort of effect on people who are able to help the individuals that you reach out to?
Well, I know that our we have fantastic volunteers, and I know that at least I have one quote in my head from a volunteer who says that whenever she answers the call, she hears despair, but by the end of the call, she hears hope. So it's that we are able to connect people with that true experience of helping people, and because we never know what call is coming in.
Right. You never know. And I think that's immeasurable, the effect of being able to give someone hope, because without hope, there's no path forward.
Sure. It,
no matter what part of life you're in. And so people can support the National Runaway Safe Line through a lot of, through volunteering. What are frontline team members?
Our frontline team members are our volunteers.
Okay.
So it's not our crisis service center. We just moved to a new location, so we expanded our stations. We have 12 stations. There's always some staff in the crisis service center, but we also use volunteers that are trained to, because we are, especially our online services in the last year have doubled. So we really do need more help.
And how young, what would you say is some of the youngest individuals that you've helped?
Well, we just, the typical, or I would say the average number is like 15 to 17.
Right.
But what we've seen, especially with online services, younger youth, 10
yeah.
and younger.
I was thinking that might be
out.
The case, especially yeah. online. You know, again, I think because we're almost, kids are growing up so quickly now because they're seeing so much online.
Yes.
But the fact that perhaps they didn't have access to Runaway, the 1-800-RUNAWAY.org website, you know, perhaps there were kids before this who were struggling and didn't know where to turn. Because, you know, this is something that doesn't spontaneously happen at 15. I mean, sometimes. But there are things that can also sort of fester for a while.
Oh, sure.
Someone who feels like they're alone. Again, some of the resources that you provide are intervention, protection. You serve as a advocacy for children who are in the middle of a perhaps domestic violence situation.
Yes.
What other things?
And mediation.
Mediation.
And I should do a whole plug for our wonderful program called Home Free. It's in conjunction with Greyhound Lines buses. So what we do is we, if a youth is ready to go home, wherever they are in the country, we'll connect them with a free ticket home. We'll contact the parent
right.
and make sure that they have a place to go home to.
Sure.
It's our family reunification program that we've been doing with Greyhound since 1995, and we've gotten 15,000 youth home through that program.
Oh, that's astounding. Well, yeah. I want to thank you and everyone that you work with at the National Runaway Safe Line for the work that you do.
Thank you.
And again, I want to remind everybody to go to 1-800-RUNAWAY.org, and their event is on October 15th
yes.
at Navy Pier. Again, there's going to be food trucks and cocktails, carnival, like the bouncies,
yeah,
like the slides.
Well, we're not doing a bouncy house, but we've got a big slide. We've got a inflatable racetrack. We've got these bungee cord things. We're doing sumo wrestling. It's going to
what?
Be a great time.
Oh, well, thank you again. That's Katie Walsh. She's the Director of Development and Communications, the National Runaway Safe Line. Again, 1-800-RUNAWAY, or go to the website 1-800-RUNAWAY.org. More in a little bit on 720 WGN.